on this memorial of John Francis Berthe and Severin Giralt and companion martyrs. They died during the French Revolution. We have the gospel that the world will hate us if we are following the gospel. The world representing anything other than God, and can be people, especially people, of course, that would hate us. Our flesh may hate us in the sense of continuing to battle against our spirit. But the world is anything other than God, and all we have to do is keep our focus down on the earth, take our mind off of God, and then we're in the world. If we're not in God, we're in the world, we're in the flesh, we're in anything other than God. Just thinking about this and adoration, we have the Blessed Sacrament way up in the church, way up in the close to the ceiling of our church, and sometimes you might be thinking or daydreaming even during adoration, and you're looking down or looking away, and you don't see God, and you can forget Him for a little bit. And reminds me of this idea of the world. If we take our mind off of God, we forget Him, then what do we sink into? We start to daydream, we start to think about ourselves, we start to think about the world, think about our own desires and entertainments and joys. But our Lord's calling us away from the world to be immersed in Himself, to be continually turning to Him in prayer and doing everything for the purpose of pleasing God, so that everything that we do is directed to God. Otherwise, it'll be directed to ourselves or to the world. And we'll get caught up in the world. It's so easy to do. All we have to do is glance down, and we're ready to forget God and to remember ourselves and to remember our instant gratification, the first thing that comes to our mind, and to go with the flow. Instead, we must go against this tendency in our flesh, tendency in our soul to drift to the world so easily and to get caught up into the world, which is a slavery, it's a quagmire, to get stuck in the mud of the world. Instead, we need to lift ourselves up by continually turning to our Lord, continually thinking about God, continually turning to prayer, which we are supposed to do incessantly, to pray without ceasing, as our Lord said, which is not, of course, kneeling down continually or saying proper prayers, but doing everything for the love of God, to please God, whatever His will is in the moment, at every moment. So let us be immersed in God and away from the world, so that the world can hate us as it hated our Lord, and so that we can imitate our Master. Let us turn to Our Lady, asking her to help us to detach ourselves more and more from the world and attach ourselves to the will of God.
Christus.